This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The clock for Niger's junta is running down. A deadline to turn the country back over to the elected government it overthrew is approaching rapidly, with the threat by neighboring democracies to use force if necessary hanging over their heads. The junta announced Sunday night that it had closed Nigerian airspace until further notice. Also from the region Sunday, France is suspending development aid and budgetary assistance to Burkina Faso, its foreign ministry announced Sunday. The statement comes days after Burkina Faso and Mali announced they would consider any military intervention against the new military rulers in Niger as a declaration of war. Russian forces have been pounding cities in western Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There was shelling in the Donetsk region, which set a university building on fire. Despite the carnage, Zelensky is praising his air force for destroying some 4,000 Russian air targets. But he reminds Western allies his country still needs more air defense systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Cambodia's king on Monday will appoint Hun Manet, the country's new leader, after his father, Hun Sen, calls time on nearly four decades of hardline rule. Days after a landslide victory in July's election, Hun Sen, one of the world's longest-serving leaders, announced he was stepping down as prime minister after a 40-year run and handing power to his eldest son. Israeli security forces shot and killed three Palestinian militants Sunday. This is VOA News. Torrential rains and heavy floods have ravaged southern Austria for the last 3 days. One person was killed when they were swept away by a rapidly rising river. The rain has triggered mudslides and caused water to surge into buildings. People have been evacuated, and in the province of Styria, a mudslide buried half the buildings there, according to local media reports. The extreme weather has also caused flooding in Slovenia, where the prime minister said a record flood rate could be the biggest since Slovenia became independent in 1991. Two people died and around 30 more are missing at sea after two migrant shipwrecks off southern Italy. According to the local Coast Guard, here's more now from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The Coast Guard said that 57 people had been rescued. In a separate operation, 34 migrants were airlifted by helicopter from a cliff in Lampedusa, on which they had been stranded since late Friday, following another shipwreck, the Italian Mountain Rescue Service said. It added a child and two pregnant women were among them. Italy is experiencing a surge in sea migration, with almost 92,000 arrivals so far this year, according to Interior Ministry data as of Friday, compared with around 43,000 in the same period in 2022. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The United States Environmental Protection Agency is trying to push an ambitious plan to slow climate change by getting more electric vehicle sales. It's getting some pushback by United States automakers. Here's the Associated Press's Julie Walker.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced new strict emission limits in April that it says are vital to slowing climate change. The EPA says the industry could meet the limits if 67% of new vehicle sales are electric by 2032. The auto industry says that pace is unrealistic. Even if the industry boosts EV sales to EPA recommendations, any reduction in pollution could prove more modest than the agency expects. The Associated Press estimates that nearly 80% of vehicles being driven in the U.S. would still run on gas or diesel. I'm Julie Walker.
Another breakthrough in a clean energy source. U.S. scientists have achieved net energy gain in a fusion reaction for the second time since December last year. The Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory said on Sunday they got even more power out of it this time. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.